This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2v2 podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Yeah, I got over in that corner over there yesterday. The reason why everything's moved. I got over there in that corner yesterday, and I was looking for my blasted poster. I couldn't find my Return of the Jedi poster. I was looking for that, and I was going to take that and get it framed. I found it, and I took it down to Michael's, and they were like, it'll be $292.
Right, yeah.
And that was like actually with like a lot of discounts and stuff. And that was, of course, with like UV protecting glass, acid free, blah, blah, blah. You know, the stuff to like take care of it, the stuff that needs to be done so that right. way it's like nice and pretty and protected and stuff. But even though I got the money and all like that, it's hard for me to just.
Yeah, it's a frame.
Yeah, no, and it's not even that. Like, I totally understand it. And there's a craftsmanship that goes into building frames or whatever, but I just, it's hard for me to just pull the trigger on stuff like that.
Right.
And I can't just sit there and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get this now. Like, it's kind of like I need a new pillow.
Right.
Need a new pillow, and I found one specifically that I need because it's like cut out, especially formed for people with like CPAPs and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like a $60 pillow.
Holy
I need
crap.
It. Yeah. Need it. I'm sure it'll be comfortable, but I just can't bring myself to pull the trigger on it. But if right. it said Star Wars on it, I would be like, no problem.
You should just put a Star Wars cover on it. So.
I'm not
spend
even kidding.
$60 on the pillow and $5 on the little pillowcase for it, the next wing fighter or something. And you're like, oh, it's worth it.
Yeah, right.
It's like, it's totally.
It's a Hot Toys pillow.
Right.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Oh, yeah.
Never to be rerun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It worked.
But the good news is that it hadn't been 110 degrees all this past week.
It's actually been cool at night.
I've been great with it. I woke up the other day and it was like 66 degrees, something like that.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, this is great.
I've been having to turn my air conditioners off at night because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's actually getting cool in here. Let's open the window and turn the AC off and let it warm up in this engine.
I don't know if I'd want to warm it up. I'll welcome the cold at any point in
time. Well, I do too, but when you sit on your butt all night long, it gets a little chilly after a while with with the inactivity.
Yeah.
So, Michael's been camping again this week.
Yeah, I know. He had actually a good weekend to go this time. I couldn't believe the last time that he went that it was like 100 and something degrees outside.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't that hot down there. It was like in the 90s down there.
Yeah, so, but still like.
It's still hot. That's a little hot.
It's going to be hot, dude. It's going to be like. I'm right. getting blown in the face by a blasted hair dryer now or something.
Yeah.
So
I can dry my hair.
Yeah, right.
Step outside.
What hair are you talking about? Michael doesn't have any hair, just like me. Well, he's got a lot more than what I do. I'm just saying, like the B, the B in 2BT does stand for bald.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just fighting the battle.
Yeah, so. You know, man.
I got spots.
One of these days, you'll just. I mean, I don't blame you. I would if I had that
hang
much.
On to it as long as I can.
But mine's not even there, man. Like, yeah. It's just like, if I was to do it, I could do a comb over with my beard.
Yeah. My it'll forehead's reach the top gotten of my head. Really big in the last few years.
Yeah. You got like Tyra Banks forehead.
No, it's called receding hairline.
I know.
Yep.
Yeah, I was trying to make a Tyra Banks joke.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't quite go over.
I don't really know who Tyra Banks is. I'm not. If it weren't in, like, certain movies, I'm like, eh, okay.
Well, my ex-wife was a ginormous America's Next Top Model fan, so there was many a days where I had to sit and watch America's Next Top Model, so right. I am very familiar with who Tyra Banks is.
You remember?
I mean, I don't have anything against her.
No, like, say
she's
her,
a beautiful woman, but she's got a super high forehead. I do know that much.
You remember the Big Bang?
I get the level set on this thing for some reason. What's that now?
Do you remember the Big Bang episode where they go to the America's Top Model house? Old Wallowitz and Raj.
I remember it vaguely.
They searched Google Earth Maps or something like that forever till they located it by the what was it, the azimuth or something of the sun versus the moon and the pictures.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
No, man, I'm just freaking levels are all over the place today for some reason. I don't know what the devil, like, there for a second, I was, like, peeking like you wouldn't believe, and now it's like, oh, no, weak.
No, I'm not peeking at all.
Yeah, well, now you're peeking, and I don't know. So,
anyway.
It's just, but anyways, yeah, it's kind of funny because I was...
Amateurs.
It's funny you bring up, yeah, Big Bang Theory. It's kind of funny you bring up Big Bang Theory because I was over at Mom and Dad's house just a minute ago, and they were talking about, they'd stopped at...
Yeah.
Applebee's or something like that. And it made me think of the Don Pablo's that we stopped in the first night in Orlando.
Oh, that, I've been trying to remember what the name of that place was.
Yeah, the place that you walk in and it's advertised Tex-Mex all over the place.
But they didn't have Dr. Pepper there.
Texas, yeah. Tex-Mex, Texas, yeah. Texas, even like Texas flag on the wall and
yep,
all like this.
Yep,
and Florida. I go in and you ordered, I think you ordered a Coke or a sweet tea or something like that. And
no, I ordered a Dr. Pepper.
No, I ordered the Dr. Pepper.
You wanted the Dr. Pepper. I guess I was wanting sweet tea or something.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it.
Yeah.
What sweet tea? Dude, I mean, you are in the South.
No. Well, no. It was Dr. Pepper that I ordered, and they said that they didn't have it. And I was like, because I'm the one that asked them. I said,
right.
You've got Texas stuff all over the place in here. And they said, what? I said, you got Texas stuff all over the place in here, but you don't have Dr. Pepper? Like, that's like a mortal sin. Like, I didn't even think that was possible.
That's like selling Pepsi. Like, do what? You sell Pepsi?
Yeah.
I must attend elsewhere.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's been a slow week, man. I just got off work this morning, and I think my week was like 14 days long. Or it feels like. It was only 5. But it feels like it was freaking 14.
Yeah. Well, this is my first weekend, first full weekend off. I've had Sundays off.
Yeah.
But I've been working six days a week for the past...
Yeah, you've been putting in a lot of hours.
20-something days or whatever.
Yep.
For the past 3 weeks, I've worked 6 days a week. Yep. So this is my first full weekend off.
Yep.
And it was funny because Friday actually felt like a blasted holiday. Like, I was just, like, sitting there at work.
Like,
and they're doing a United Way campaign and all like this. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I know United Way does a lot of good work, but I do not donate to United Way. If I want to donate to the charity that United Way is pushing to me, I will take the money directly to...
Yeah.
The charity and donate to them. I'm not going to take it to United Way just because I don't support United Way, because most of that funding that you give them goes to pay their staff.
Right.
Which I understand. They're a corporation. They've got to make some money somehow. But.
Right. But they like wrap the whole charity blanket around themselves to make money.
Oh, yeah.
They don't produce a product. They don't do anything. They suck money from the public under the impression that they're going to give it to people who help them.
Yeah.
Who need help, and then for every dollar you give them, they'll give between 10 and 15 cents to people who need help.
Well, it's just like Goodwill. Right.
Goodwill is the most ingenious business model I've ever seen in my whole
life. Oh, yeah, man. They
give us your stuff. We'll sell it and make money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You take your old stuff to them.
Yep.
They're like, oh, okay. They have a bunch of low-paid people,
yep,
like sort through it, repair holes and things and stuff like that,
yep,
and then they put it out on the shelf. So the only overhead that they have is employees, and then
the cost to
run the building.
But they don't help anyone. They don't give money back to anything.
Yeah.
It's Walmart for used stuff.
And it's the thing is now too, if they have something like good, they do auctions on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you get the higher price.
Yeah,
there. Of course.
There was a remote control R2-D2 in there that I wanted to get, but I wound up buying one anyways, but they had one there at Goodwill, and I was like, oh, cool, this would be a way that I can maybe save a buck on it or whatever. Because that had actually gone... The whole story behind it is I was restoring my Millennium Falcon at the time.
Right.
And I was going to get a hairdryer because... Obviously I don't have a hairdryer because I don't have any hair, but I was going to get a hairdryer because whenever I was a kid, I guess the Millennium Falcon needed some battle damage, some weathering, and I colored on it with a crayon, a black crayon.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Yeah, so
mine had blue on it. Yours had black.
Yeah. Yours had blue on it. Mine had black. And I guess like I was trying to find all these different ways of like getting this crayon on. And I finally found a thing online that said for you to get crayon off, to heat it up with the hair dryer and then just wipe it off. That the hair dryer causes the wax to melt. And lo and behold, this crayon that had been on there close to 35, it probably had been on there for 35, I'll say close to 40 years.
Right.
Came off within 30 seconds after I'd been working on it for months to get it off. I was like, dude, what the hell? But anyways, I picked up that cheap hair dryer and then it was like, I'll go to walk out and they've got this cabinet of stuff. Uh-huh. And it's like stuff. And there's like an R2-D2 in there. He's probably about like maybe a foot tall.
Yeah.
And he was remote control. And I was like, that's awesome. I've been wanting to get one of those, but they're like $100 at Walmart.
Right.
And, so I put in a bid on it for like $30 and I never did hear anything from him. I guess somebody else won it.
But yeah. Probably someone won it for $99.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, and then I got one from Walmart where they had them on sale for like $40.
So well, there
like,
you go.
I was like, score one for the home team.
Right. Hey, yeah. Another way to get wax off stuff like that. I've tried this, like if you drop Scentsy on your wall or something.
What?
Like wax, like if it's on a wall or say on your Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Same method, except take a paper towel, lay a paper towel over the area, and then heat it with a hairdryer. And that way, as the wax melts, the paper towel or whatever it is,
like absorbs it.
And it's getting hot, wipe it off.
You said Scentsy, and I was like, what the hell?
Well, Scentsy, that scented wax crap. My wife is like, Jesse's seriously into Scentsy.
I mean,
it makes the house smell good. So
I got to be careful with stuff like that. Some of that stuff gives me headaches, man. Yeah, like, I'm like super sensitive to smell for some reason. I don't know. Like, it's stupid. I'm broken.
But yeah.
I think, I'm broken.
The whole, what do you call it? Group. Charity thing, United Way. That's a hot button for me.
Yeah, you know, like I said, like I don't mind donating to places. Like I actually will take the money to a place specifically and donate the money.
Right.
Or I'll go to like the charity things around like Habitat for Humanity. Right. I'll take stuff to Habitat for Humanity.
Right. Right.
I'll take stuff. There's a place in Denton called Ruth's Room, but I'll take stuff there and donate to Ruth's Room or whatever. Yeah. Like, I've got no problem with donating to charity. I just don't like the corporations that sit there and try to, like you said, wrap themselves.
Make money off you.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, the United Way is one of the biggest ripoffs.
Well, they're not making money off of me. They're making money off of the plight of less than fortunate people.
Right, exactly.
You know, because you're giving money to help these people out.
Then it's just going in their pocket.
Yeah, and it's just going in their pocket.
Isn't it? The NFL and does the United Way, isn't that their big thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine how much money they make off that?
Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah, because they're I think it's United Way, isn't it? Because they're the ones with the red kettle whenever it comes to, Christmas time or whatever. The people with the bells that stand outside.
Is that the United Way?
I think it is. Yeah, it's gotta be United Way.
No, that's the Salvation Army.
Oh, yeah, Salvation Army.
I've heard, isn't, they're a good one, aren't they?
I think so. I don't know. I don't really know anything about Salvation Army.
I have a list of them. I've looked it up. There's a list of them. I think the Salvation Army is one of the ones like, they basically, the money goes just for 90% of the money goes to where you want it to go.
Yeah.
They keep 10% just for like administrative purposes. Like they don't make much. It's like all volunteer stuff.
Yeah. Well, the, I know. Oh crap. What was it? It's kind of funny. I can't remember where I was going, but I was going to say like, it's kind of funny. Like I said, we started our United Way campaign little thing there at work on Wednesday. Our goal for the company is like, I think it's, $45,000 or whatever. On Friday, they'd already raised 35. And I was like, who has that much money that they're donating that much right there at the beginning? Because it ain't me. And I know a lot of the employees aren't donating either because they're all in the same boat as I am. They're
a lot of times a company will do it just so they can have that tag. Like, oh, we donated. We're a gold member.
Oh, yeah. So that way they can be on the back of the shirt. Then.
Right.
They give it every year. It's like United Way drop. Anyways, we should probably get off of talking crap about the United Way. I feel kind of bad. Somebody's going to be like, United Way really helped me out a lot. You guys suck. I'm never
going to listen. I'm sure they do help people out, but imagine how many more people they could help out if they didn't take 90 cents out of every dollar they get.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't quit. I mean, I'll quit talking about them, but I'm not going to retract anything I said.
No, I'm right there with you. What I said, I meant, but.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. That's a hot button for me, man. They got me with the railroad one year.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this is 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Steven.
I figure I'll go ahead and get that in so that way it wouldn't be
there
like,
is no Michael.
Yeah, Michael's been fired.
Well, he decided to take a vacation this week.
Again, man.
He's the most vacationing working man I've ever seen in my whole life.
I know, right?
Michael, he just doesn't work. He just vacations all the time.
His job is a vacation.
His job, yeah.
Sitting on a tractor. Like just a vacation.
Listening to Audible books all day long. Hear that, Mike?
Yeah.
That's right. That's what happens when you're not here.
He's going to interject something in there. During
he's going to cut something in the middle.
Right. No, it started, since we have ample sunlight, I started restoring one of our old X-Wings yesterday. Yeah. It's pretty neat, man. It's kind of cool. Like I've been using this stuff. It's like Salon Care 40. And it's so funny because it's stuff that's they use to bleach hair. And it basically is just it's a high percentage hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
You can't just like go to the drugstore and get it because it will burn your skin.
Yeah, if
you get
it on your skin. It's the bad stuff. Yeah,
I mean, I don't guess it will burn you, but I think they dilute it down where they're actually bleaching hair or whatever.
Yeah.
But I went. It's so funny because I had to get it like all these products to make it. Like I had to get xanthan gum. Xanthan gum's like a thickener for like vegans use it a lot for like, I guess you can make vegan gravy. I don't know. But like, it's like a thickener.
Yeah.
And, you put that in there with it and then vegetable glycerin and then the Salon Care 40.
Yeah.
And then, some OxyClean and, it's really cool, man, because like you.
So you're basically you making napalm.
Not even close. It's really neat. Like, it's like dangerous slime is what
it
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and that's really what it is too, man, because like I get it all mixed up and I was like, it looks just weird in a blender. Like, it's all like in this little ball and then whenever you stop it, it just immediately just like falls.
It's like alien blood. It starts eating through the countertop.
And right. I was talking like blasted Gollum just then. I said, it falls. But anyways,
my precious.
Like I start mixing this stuff up. And like I said, it's all like getting in the ball and stuff like that. And they tell you that whenever you add the OxyClean to it, that's like kind of like the activator and the chemical that really like sets everything off. So whenever you add the OxyClean to it to be ready to apply it to the thing. So I add the OxyClean to it and mix it real quick because you're supposed to mix it one more time after you add the OxyClean to it. So I take it outside and I got my gloves on. I'm just like I felt like I was playing with like He-Man and Star Wars because I remember He-Man had all the like slime stuff. Oh, the
slime. Yeah.
But I think that came out like after Ghostbusters.
Because Ghostbusters
started
slime,
started the slime and
Slimer.
And then like, I think it was Mattel that was doing those also. And they're like, hey, this slime stuff is taking off like hardcore, so let's go ahead and switch it to everything. And then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Everybody had slime.
Yeah. Everybody except for G.I. Joe. But,
but they could have done some sort of cool chemical weapon and made slime. They totally missed the boat on that.
I know, and I'm surprised they didn't, honestly. But maybe
Joe gets slimed and they dissolve.
Yeah,
or something,
maybe it's because it's Hasbro and they're like, we don't need no slime, man. We don't need no stinking slime.
We don't need your stinking slime. We got badges.
Yeah. We don't need no stinking badges. But yeah. So I started putting all that on there. And the X-Wing turned out great, man. Like, I'm really impressed. I'll post photos on Twitter, of course, after this show drops. So go by and follow us on Twitter. That's 2BT Show. That's at 2BT Show. Of course, that's the number 2. So if you want to see pictures of the nice and really bleached out X-Wing, go by and check that out there. What was I going to say? I think I'm going to have to replace the nose cone.
Yeah, I saw the picture you showed me on that one. There should be a second one up there somewhere if you find it.
Yeah, I know there's at least a second one. And I think I'm going to have to replace, well, one of the S-foils, like, it's fine. Like, I'm pretty sure I can get the rest of the yellowing off that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, where the S-foil comes back, like, where's my X-Wing? Oh, the X-Wings are on the top.
Yeah, the upper shelf. Upstairs.
Oh, yeah, here we go. We'll use one of these guys right
here. Yeah, here you go. There's some little ones down there.
So the actual engine part, like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the bottom half of one of those is like broken off.
I actually remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the converters.
Yeah.
Is that how he said? Fire up the converters, R2.
Yeah. So I think I might have to replace that one. Yeah. I don't know. It's not really bothering me all that much, but I do kind of want it.
It will once you finish with it.
I don't know, man, because there's imperfections with the Falcon also, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, I think like, I mean, I wanted to get back to as good as new as what I possibly can.
Right.
But
in the long run, they're like 40 years old.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I'm okay with the imperfections. I don't care if the electronics work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with the imperfections because the imperfections was crap that I did to it to cause the imperfections, you know? Like, I mean, like, I will say, like, that was one thing. I was talking to somebody about it the other day. They're like, dude, not many of my G.I. Joes and toys and stuff like that made it through because we blew them all up and shot them with BB guns and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we did the same, but we didn't do that to our Star Wars stuff. We did that to the G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe Skystriker got a smoke bomb stuck inside the engine.
Yeah, I remember lighting two smoke bombs and sticking them in the back end and throwing it.
Yeah.
And strapping M80s to the bottom of the Cobra Rattler, trying to, like, make it look like it exploded in midair. Like
the aircraft got it. It was not a good idea to hold it in our hands when we did it, though.
You know. It was good times, though.
Yeah, what the heck, right?
But that's what's crazy, man. It's like, I remember I strapped the M80 to the bottom of the Cobra Rattler and then threw it, and it blew up, but it didn't really even hurt the jet all that much.
It took the wing off of it.
I think it might have.
It was the right-hand side, and I thought it was the right wing. I thought that split at the wing, and that's all it did to it.
It might have. That's still, like, dude, you do that. Yeah. I will say, you do that to toys nowadays, and it's just going to go into almost a billion pieces.
We used to build little bunkers out of dirt and rocks and stick our Joes in there and then, like, bite cats underneath the dirt and watch the shrapnel go everywhere.
It was good times.
Yeah. Artillery. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, episode 9 is filming now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Started August the 1st, so.
Yeah.
I heard another podcast talking about people who are not in it. Or have not been confirmed. And it dawned on me. It's like, you're right. Benicio del Toro is not confirmed as being in it.
I don't think he'll be in it, to tell you the truth.
I don't either. I think that character didn't come over as well as they had hoped.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I didn't either.
I didn't dislike it. I just don't think there's a future for him in that series. And then Andy Serkis. But Snoke is dead.
Well, if Snoke is dead, so he didn't really have a part to play unless they had some weird little alien thing.
But Billy D.
But, yeah, Billy D, and there's one thing I keep noticing that everybody keeps saying, even Lucasfilm keeps saying, that it is the Skywalker saga.
Right.
It is the Skywalker saga.
Right.
Does that mean Rey has to be a Skywalker? I mean, I'm okay with her.
Well, you still got Ben.
Yeah. I'm okay with her.
Or Kylo, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I want her to be a Skywalker.
But technically, he's not a Skywalker. He's got Skywalker blood.
Right.
But he is a Solo.
Right. So, maybe, man, I don't know. I've always wanted her to be a Skywalker.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
I mean, it'd be cool. I've got no issues.
I don't know how you write it in.
I've got no issues if she's not. Let's put it that way. If she's not a Skywalker, that's fine. Right. But to me, like, I guess that's the angle that they're going is that Ben Solo is a Skywalker. That's kind of what I'm guessing. But still, like, that's just a little bit disappointing in a way. Cause it's like,
I like
the character of Kylo Ren. I think he's interesting. I think he's got a cool costume and I hope they bring back the helmet or some sort of variation of the helmet.
Right.
I
just don't see it ending with him.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the same here.
I'm just curious to how they do it.
And so. Hamill has been confirmed for episode 9 and Lucasfilm let that out on their own webpage, StarWars.com.
Right.
So,
which leads me to believe he's got a larger role in the movie, hopefully.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, so I'm ready.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked already.
Ready to see it. Ready to see some leaks. The JJ's little pictures he sends out of filming. I'm kind of excited about seeing those.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that. I know.
I haven't either, but you remember how he did with the Millennium Falcon, a picture of this, chess table and when they're making The Force Awakens.
Well, that was like, I think like the first picture that they released was the Djarik table.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, but see, I enjoyed those. So,
I mean, who doesn't? That, and it's kind of like Ron Howard, man. That's what I loved about Ron Howard making Solo because like anytime you like, basically you could get on Twitter like almost every day and Ron Howard would have like a new picture that he'd post up.
Right.
Something small, something
inconspicuous kind of brain teaser thing. Yeah.
So talking about episode 9, I'm going to bring up something with episode 8 real quick in The Last Jedi. I got Avengers Infinity War last night on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's there. I never went and saw it in theaters.
Right.
I'll be honest. I didn't have any desire to go see it in theaters.
Nope.
And it's a good movie. I dig it. I don't know. I don't see where everybody was like throwing fits saying it was like the best movie in the world and all like this stuff. But that's just me. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But I got a bone to pick real quick.
Yeah.
Like a bone. A big bone. This is like a dinosaur bone, like Flintstone sized bone.
This is Sue's leg bone.
Yeah. Okay. So remember whenever episode 9 or episode 8 came out, And everybody was freaking out about Leia floating in space. Yeah. And saying, that's not possible. That's the physics of it.
Right.
She would be blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Vacuum and blood would be founding out of her and she wouldn't have any right. eyeballs.
Her eyes would have popped and.
Yeah. Skin right. splitting and blah.
Right.
Yeah. I want to know why it was okay to throw a fit about that, but not throw a fit about Thor floating in outer space. I mean, we've seen him bleed.
Right. Right. So, yeah. It's
he was floating in outer space a hell of a lot longer than Leia was because the Guardians of the Galaxy comes flying up and he hits on their windshield and they're like, oh my God, run the wipers or whatever.
Right.
And then next thing you know, he like opens up his eye, which, you know.
Again, yeah, it did. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, why didn't people throw a fit about that? But, you know, I don't care. Like, I enjoyed the story. The movie was fun. I don't think it's the best Marvel movie ever made.
Right.
But it was good and I did enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, it's not the cool thing to do to dig on the Avengers and Marvel movies right now. I'm telling you, man, it's just the cool thing to do to be against Star Wars movies.
It's possible. It just drives me up the wall that
people think it makes them know more about what they're talking about or seem smarter or whatever it is. And it's not, it's just kind of stupid, but
yeah, that was my bone to pick. I couldn't believe that. I was like, what the devil, man? Like that's like,
yeah,
like what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yep, you know? I can't remember the last Marvel movie I actually saw in theaters. To me, they've gone downhill a lot.
Well, and like,
I guess Captain America: The Winter Soldier is probably the last one I saw in theaters.
Yeah, and I've been pretty outspoken with. I liked Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier was good.
I liked the Winter Soldier. I did not like Avengers 2 though.
With the Age of Ultron? Yeah, no. I dug it all right. The one that got me was Civil War, and the main thing about that was like the whole thing that is deemed a Captain America movie,
right.
And it really should have been Avengers 2.5.
Right.
This is the Avengers of like, well, we're making up for Age of Ultron for you guys, so here's Avengers 2.5.
Age of Ultron. I sit and watch that, and I'm like, this is turning into Transformers. How many explosions can we put in one movie?
Yeah, right.
What kind of, how long could we string an action sequence along?
Yeah.
Dude, I swear, Age of Ultron, I thought I was sitting there for 6 hours by the time I walked out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how Avengers Infinity War is. Like, one long, and I will say, like, it doesn't stop, man. Like, it goes and, like, it kicks on and then it's just like bam, 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 bam. Yeah. And it leaves you with the big cliffhanger. So be ready for that. So I will say that much.
Guess I'll wait to watch it until Infinity War Part 2 comes out. That way I'm not left going, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, spoilers, guys. If you haven't like seen the new Avengers movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
We should have put that in about 5 minutes ago. What the heck? If you ain't seen it yet,
if you want to complain to me, email me and I will tell you.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll tell you I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to ruin the movie for you.
Somewhere nice and quiet.
Right. We'll have sandwiches. I'll make you a sandwich.
We'll bring tea. You can have tea and crumpets.
I don't like tea, so I'll bring tea. I'll bring you some water. Maybe a beer or two. And we'll sit down, we'll drink beer, and we'll have a sandwich. And it'll just be a good time, and I'll tell you how sorry I am. I'm being serious. I really will.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't mean to ruin a movie for you, because I kind of intend, I hate that crap myself. But, you know, that happens. Because I'm insensitive.
Insensitive.
Insensitive. Is that even a word?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so.
Well, this is what happens when you have Michael.
I know, right?
He's a smart one. Yeah. Is insensitive a word, Mike? Yeah,
he's the linguist.
He's the linguist.
The linguist. The lingua. The tongue. He's the tongue of 2BT.
I don't even want to picture. I
remember that time the cow almost ripped Michael's arm off with its tongue when we were driving through the pasture.
I'll never
forget
that.
I know. That tongue just went snaking up his arm. It was crazy. Yeah. Everybody thinks that cows are nothing but herbivores.
Yeah, this I think they saw to get Mike's arm.
I think they saw Michael's arm and thought it was a chicken leg or something like that. <It's> like, chicken is what's for Michael is what's for dinner.
That was fun.
He's never going to let us record without him again.
No, probably. He's not. He's like, I got more stories to tell on him, right? Too.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
At the time we were out running around out there hunting, and he thought he shot his dog. I shot my dog.
Was that
It was when he had Martin.
Yeah, Martin
was in the brush. He thought it was a skunk. I shot my dog. Oh, it wasn't his dog. His dog didn't get shot.
No. Martin was safe.
Martin was safe. He was somewhere else, but he thought he had. That's for sure.
Good grief.
That was hilarious.
He's the lingua of 2BT.
You're the tongue, Mike.
Right? He'll probably hear this probably tonight or tomorrow.
I'm just going to tell him, you're the tongue. I'm going to change his name on that group chat.
Right.
The tongue.
I think I'll do that right now. Put in Michael the Tongue, see what he
Michael
says.
Michael the Tongue. We'll get a message on that.
Right.
Tongue.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, sorry.
We apologize.
Yeah, you know, it's just having fun today. I don't really have much to talk about.
I don't either. My thing was episode 9's filming.
Well, I've got some stuff. I really do. But I'm still trying to save that for whenever we all three actually get together and record at some point in time, which hardly ever happens.
Hopefully next weekend we can get everybody in. We'll be next weekend.
That'd be great. Because like I said, I've been holding on to some news articles and things like that that I wanted to talk to you. All of us together as a collective. Granted, I could do it one at a time, but it just isn't the same, man.
Yeah, you'd have to repeat yourself.
It's kind of cool. Like I was driving home and I like listening to the classic rock station.
Yeah.
Because the 97.1, the Eagle, whatever you want to call it, comes out of DFW. That's like the only basically like supposed to be current rock station or whatever. It's not current because they're still playing in steady rotation like Pearl Jam and all like that crap. And I'm like, dude, don't get me wrong. I dig that stuff.
Right.
But that needs to be played on the classic rock station.
Right.
And as much as it pains me to say that Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden and Alice in Chains and stuff like that needs to be on the classic rock station, like that pains me because that was my high school. The Metallica Black Album.
Right.
Granted that album is amazing, but that needs to be the classic rock station.
Right.
I'm just saying, even stuff that came out, but still, they're still playing stuff in steady rotation that released in like 2005. You know, that's 13 years ago.
Yeah,
like people have had kids that are like gone through puberty since they like, you know.
Right. You need to update your playlist. Yeah. You're a larger market. Don't do this.
Kids got armpit hair from the time that song released and has been like still in steady rotation on the radio. But, I was driving home and it was like just a good day, man. Like, Steve Miller, Your jungle love driving me mad. Oh yeah. My jungle love. That was on. And then I heard, AC/DC, Those About to Rock, We Salute You.
Oh, that's a good song.
Right, dude. Like, I just wonder, like, there's times that I'll listen to a song and I'll be like going like, man, I wonder who, like the producer, I don't know who produced that album, but. Like, that producer needed a good pat on the back or something like that.
Good job.
Because, I just want to know how that went in, like, the studio where they're like, you know, man, this song's pretty cool, mate. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to try to do Australian.
Australia.
you know, hey, mate, this song's pretty good, but let's put some cannons in it, you know, like... Dude, like, whose idea was it?
You gotta say fire one time.
Yeah.
Fire!
And then he's like, you know what? That one fire was pretty good, so let's add a lot of them.
Let's put more.
And then,
this
one, we're gonna have the break, and there's not gonna be any sound whatsoever, and I'm just gonna say fire!
So you're saying fire is cowbell in Australia?
Oh, God, yeah. It has to be. Or cannon sounds is cowbell in Australia.
Cannon sounds is cowbell in Australia. Yeah.
There, I came to the decision there needs to be more cannon noise and songs. The only two I can think of is 1812 Overture and I don't even think the 1812 Overture is really meant to be. They're just probably like,
This is something they add to it. It's like, kind of spice it up.
That is pretty cool though. Have you ever heard it where they add,
they do like the 21 gun salute at the end of it or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking awesome. That's one of those that you always see at like the fireworks display.
Those are kind of cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there needs to be more cannon fire.
I agree. I mean,
everybody likes cowbell. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of cowbell.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Cannon fire and songs. Yeah, that would work out.
I'm going to play a song real quick. Let me get it pulled up.
Wait, does it have cannon in it?
No, it doesn't have any cannon in it, but it reminds me of a movie. And I'm going to ask you what this song makes you think of. Because we had the stupid, like I said, we had our United Way drive the other day. And they always like to do this pep rally. They like get everybody together. And they do this pep rally. And it's
they all clap like the Walmart people do.
Oh, dude. Like, it's ridiculous because they're like going like, yeah, let's get crazy, guys. Let's give some money to the United Way. And like, they're like running around like people like dress up in like cheerleader costumes. I'm like, are you serious, dude? Like, don't get me wrong. I am a hetero male. So I do dig the cheerleader costume a little bit, but like, this obviously, like, you know, I think once you reach past the age of maybe 55, you shouldn't probably be putting on the cheerleader costume. I mean, if you want to, yeah, you should. I don't personally really want to see
it's a cheerleader costume. You're a Newport cigarette hanging out of your mouth. Yeah, Walker right. Rolling out yeah. there.
But it was 80s theme, so they're playing like all this music. Like they played like Belinda Carlisle. Oh. they played some Belinda Carlisle. Of course, Michael Jackson had the Thriller. And then this song, this song didn't play, but it made me want to listen to this band. And so I put on this band and I listened to this song, and you're going to have to tell me the band. I know you know who it is. No problem you should have with this.
Right.
Oh, wow. I just totally yoded that. No problem. No problem you should have with this. So here we go.
All right.
And tell me what movie does this remind you of?
That is Spaceballs. That is the intro for...
Where they're at the diner.
Yeah. No, they're in space. And well, their little Winnebago's flying by.
Yeah,
that's Barf Lone Star and Barf. Yeah. Yeah. I actually saw a cool
feature. Wow, you are like clipping bad.
Oh, well, that's because I got excited.
Yeah. No, you're good. I just now noticed it.
I know the band too. That's Bon Jovi.
I'm just gonna play this.
It's actually a good song.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's down to me
and you. So tell me, is it true?
This is something
there ain't nobody better.
I'm gonna have to have here. Oh wait, it's not showing.
What's that?
The heck? Come on, you were there a while ago, goofballs.
Yeah, bums.
Anyway. T-Fury, I got a thing from them today. It says Ludicrous Speed.
Oh, yeah.
And
those are only daily shirts. So
yeah. It's a picture of Calvin and Hobbes, but Calvin is dressed up like Lone Star.
Awesome.
Hobbes is Mog, and they're sitting in a toy Winnebago with wings.
His name was Barf. He was a Mog, though. I'm a half man, half dog, my own best friend. But they also play this song at the end where they're like, I think where they're coming up to the diner, it shows the Winnebago sitting outside.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had to stop for fuel or gas or whatever it was. Yeah. God, I'm going to have to watch that movie when I get home now.
It's great, man.
I love Spaceballs.
Well, I like anything just about Frank Oz, man. Yeah. Frank Oz is great. Even freaking Robin Hood Men in Tights. We are men. Manly men.
Not
men
Frank Oz. It's,
not Frank Oz. Good God, dude.
Blazing Saddles guy. Mel Gibson. No, not Gibson. Mel Blanc. No, not Mel Blanc.
Why are we?
God,
we
are Mike, come back.
Dude, you can't yell at the freaking mic like that without giving me a cue or something like that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. He's just going to. Yeah.
What is his name?
Why can I not think of this? And I even call him Frank Oz. I feel, dude, everybody's just going to hate me now.
Yeah, you totally screwed the pooch.
Man. And you know, somebody's out there ripping their hair out going like, damn it, guys, what
Mel
the hell?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I knew it was Mel. Hey, you just started Mel going Brooks. Down the road. He's like,
yeah, I just typed in Mel on Google, and he's like the second one that pops up there.
Yeah, Mel Brooks movies are great. Freaking Robin Hood Men in Tights. That's like one of my favorites. Whenever he comes back and is like, I can't think of his manservant. What's his manservant's name? Good Lord, I haven't seen that one in a long time. I just remember like he's like, Robin, you're back, Sir Robin, you're back from the Crusades or whatever. He's like, Sir Robin, you're back. Oh, and you lost your arms. And he feels the best you grew a nice set of boobs. Blinken was his name because he was blind. It's freaking awesome.
I hadn't seen that one in a while. I meant to look that one up also.
Dude, Mel Brooks movies are the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta love for all its racial, like, just horribleness that the freaking Blazing Saddles is, but it's still a great freaking movie. You just gotta go into that one and just go like, yeah, you know what, man?
Okay, we're going to offend everybody.
Exactly. You just gotta go into that going like, you know what? You can't be sensitive and watch that one.
Yeah, just stop and think what all is in that movie. Okay, it's a Wild West movie.
Yeah. Gene Wilder's in it, so Wilder, you know it's gonna be funny. Yeah.
It's got a black sheriff.
Yeah.
Nazis. Nazis. Mexican bandits.
Yeah.
What else that's did where the, inside that? That was wow. just, oh my God.
And we actually referenced that movie earlier by saying, we don't need no stinky patches.
Yeah, we did.
Where that actually, oh man, somebody go back and get a shitload of dimes. Where they come up out of the middle of the blasted desert and there's just a like toll booth. Oh, you can easily just ride around and they're like,
they're sitting around eating beans at the campfire. And burp,
burp, yeah. burp. Oh my goodness. I know he's got a lot of other good ones, but I can't think of them right now. Like, there's a ton of them though. And I'd actually heard that he was making Spaceballs 2.
I've heard there's,
but he's like, dude, he's like old, yeah, man. He's
real old. It's actually.
I don't know exactly how old he is. I know that he's up there though. Like, I know it's like,
let's see.
He's got to be in his 80s at least.
Let's see here.
And his son actually wrote World War Z, the book.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's one of those that, like, it's a good book. I dug it. I have actually got the audio version of it, and it's pretty neat. Like, it's got, like, a bunch of different actors doing the voices for it. Like, really? Alan Alda does a voice, and Mark Hamill does one.
Yeah.
So it's more like a production. It's the abridged version, I guess.
Max Brooks is his
yeah, name. Yeah.
He is 92 years old.
Holy crap. I don't think he'll be making... Well, I mean, like, I guess he could, but... I highly doubt it.
He was in the Army from 1944 to 1946.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
He was 1104 Engineer Combat Battalion, 78th Infantry.
Wow.
He was at Normandy.
Yeah. Huh. He was a dude that went up on the beach and freaking...
Yeah. Like, Mr. Brooks, my hat is off to you.
Yeah, sir. No kidding, man. I had no
Please
idea.
Please make Spaceballs 2 before you die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see that happening, though. Like, I mean, it'd be great. But
yeah.
At 92, I figured you're probably just going to relax and... Hang out and take it easy till the end is nigh.
That says here, May 23rd, 2017, Mel Brooks confirmed he is in talks to bring back the greatest sci-fi parody in the galaxy.
I thought they were going to say
that. We don't think it'll be called Spaceballs 2 with the search for more money, but there's a not-so-ludicrous chance that Mel Brooks' epic Star Wars parody will be getting a sequel over 30 years later.
That's awesome. Sir, they just went to ludicrous speed. Well, what do we have on this thing? A Cuisinart?
Spaceball 1. Yeah. It's on plaid.
You're always preparing for everything. Why are we preparing? Ludicrous speed. Now. Or go. And they like.
And he starts, close down the zoo. Shut down the mall.
Cancel the 3-ring circus.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. Oh,
what is
man.
It, Superman? She's gone from suck to blow.
Yeah. We got to give us the code. What's the code? 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4. What? That's like the code that some idiot would have on his luggage.
Yeah.
And then Mel Brooks, who's playing President Scrooge, comes running up. He's like, remind me to change the code.
Yeah, I got that on DVD.
I mean, like, dude, that's such a great, I mean, like, you got Rick Moranis, who I love to begin with. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Strange Brew, but if you haven't ever seen Strange Brew, you need to see Strange Brew. Yeah. Nub, you knob. Strange Brew, and then, of course.
Bull Pullman.
Yeah. Yeah, Bull Pullman.
John Candy.
John Candy. Mel Brooks himself is in it. Like I said, he plays President Screw.
The gold droid.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, yeah.
Who is Dot Matrix?
Dot Matrix, right.
Yeah.
Then you had...
I don't know who the chick was who played Princess Vespa.
She was on like a...
Swing Low.
Family Ties
Funny.
Or something like
she
that.
She doesn't look Jewish. No, she wasn't in Family Ties. That was Tracy Gold that played Carol Seaver. Yeah, I don't know.
The girl wasn't she in the movie, the show Michael J. Fox was on that got started in?
No. You're thinking Family Ties?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she wasn't in that either.
We're fixing a few
things. Yeah. Yeah. Just like every brunette from the 80s,
Daphne
I think it just
Zuniga.
Yeah, Daphne Zuniga.
Yeah. That one.
What else has she been in? She's actually
I don't know.
Done like quite a bit, I want to say, Put since then.
Yeah, she's somewhat famous. I mean, Spaceballs, Melrose Place, The Sure Thing, The Fly 2, The Initiation, One Tree Hill, Gross Anatomy.
Okay.
Nothing else I recognize.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, I knew that she'd done some other stuff since, but I wasn't sure exactly what. It's like one of my favorite lines, though. They shot my hair. She rips that freaking gun. John Candy's like, Barf is like, not bad. That's not bad for Rambo. Dude.
Dude, I could quote that movie.
I know, right? I feel like we're just sitting here just quoting Spaceballs. Like,
home the desert. Have you found anything? No. Have you found anything? No. Have you found anything? We ain't found.
Yeah, again. It's in fire shot across your nose, not up it. Surrounded by assholes.
Oh, the history of the world, part one. That was a
great one. Oh, yeah. Well, that was one that I was thinking of just a second ago and couldn't remember it.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's good to be the king.
Oh, hell.
Okay, anyway, off Spaceballs and Mel Brooks movies for a little while.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, I almost listed Monty Python's Holy Grail, and I was like, no, that's Monty Python, not Mel Brooks.
Damn, that's a good movie.
I know, right? It's right there along the same lines, just about.
We are the knights that say, nee.
Right. No, stop. Anyways, I'm not going to get off on that one.
Yeah,
that's another time.
Forever too.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched that at Michael's house and whatnot.
I think that was the first time I ever saw it, was there at Michael's.
That was the first time.
That was the first time because we actually drove in to town from Michael Nome's place and rented it in Munster.
Yeah.
And then took it back, and I can't remember what else we got with it, but that was one of the movies that we got with it.
I just remember that because we laughed so hard at it.
I think we might have rented that one in The Life of Brian at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember. But Michael's the one that introduced it to us.
Yeah.
He was an enabler in a lot of things.
Enabler, right?
Yeah.
The tongue.
Michael the tongue Sparkman.
Crap, I got to quit.
Dude, you're going to have to edit, Michael. I'm sorry. That's just horrible. Anyways, I'll just go ahead and give out my last name, too, since I've been, like, giving out your cover the entire time. No, I'm David Hammonds. So.
I'll let you figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck trying to figure out my email because my name's not in it.
Right.
But, I don't know. I don't really have anything else unless you do.
I don't. I'm tapped, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of the same here.
My whole week has revolved around right. work.
I feel like we just kind of like BS the entire time, but that's fine with me. That's really been it.
Hey,
let's just name this one. Call it BSing.
BSing.
Yeah.
We renamed Michael.
Yeah. We renamed Michael. So he's never going to miss again. See what you get, Michael?
That's what you get when you go quit on vacation. Leave us here.
I don't blame you, man. Like I've been,
I would go too if I could.
I've been needing you know, we keep saying almost like every year, it's like, man, we need to go down and check out the Battleship Texas again.
Yeah.
And all like that. And maybe even go to Washington on the Brazos. Like going to Washington on the Brazos would be cool. But
I was thinking, he's like, you know what? You can do the whole tour down there. You can go down, check out the Battleship Texas, and Galveston is at Seawolf Park with the destroyer and the submarine.
Yeah.
I mean, NASA.
They've also got another museum right there that's right next to Moody Gardens that they've got a 4U Corsair at and stuff.
See, I'd have to go do that too.
And then, of course, NASA. I want to do the, I want to say it's like $150 to do like the special tour of NASA where they take you through it's like a 4-hour tour or something like that.
4-hour tour.
Right. Well, it's a 3-hour tour. Get your pop culture ride, you butthole.
It's been a long time.
It has been, man. But yeah, I'd like to actually go down there and do that. Like I said, I think it's like $150, but you get to see a lot of stuff. Like I think they actually take you to like the training pool for the astronauts and stuff or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, where they've got like the mock up of like the ISS down in the bottom of the pool.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be really neat, man. Yeah, man, Washington on the Brazos, for those that don't know, that is where the Declaration of Independence for Texas was signed back in 1836.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, if you're from here, you probably know about it. If you're from here, you might not even know about it, but just saying, it's like one of the local Texas history type thing. It's pretty neat. It's a cool little place.
San Jacinto is right there.
And the San Jacinto and the Battleship Texas are right there. And of course, like, it's kind of funny because you look at the Battleship Texas and see how small it was compared to like the Missouri class.
Well, dude, it was built in 1914, or I think that was the year it was commissioned.
Actually, I was about to say, I think it was actually earlier than that.
It was built earlier than that. It was commissioned and like put into service in 1914.
Yeah.
So it participated in World War I, World War II, and then the Korean War.
Yeah.
I mean, it was out of service for the Vietnam War, but.
Couldn't imagine being stationed on that thing in the Korean War, because even in the Korean War, it had to have been like way out of date at that point in time. Just going grief, man.
40 some odd years.
I guess. But anyways, I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I've already given you the Twitter address, but I'm going to do it again. That's @2BT Show. That's @2BT Show. If you want to come by and talk to us, go there, or you can send us an email, and the email is 2BTShow@gmail.com. That's 2BTShow@gmail.com. Go by nerdylegion.com/audible. Sign up for Audible. You get 2 weeks free. And whenever Mike did it, he got 2 free books. I don't know if it's still doing 2 free books, but go ahead and do it. It's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of audio goodness for your beautiful little ear holes for you to consume. Like I said, you can listen to it at any point in time. You think, oh man, I don't have time to listen to a book. You really do. You just got to like find that perfect moment for it, whether it be your drive to work, whether it be your walking the dog, or you're just sitting at the house, like chilling, cleaning. Like, I mean, like, dude, like there's plenty of time that you can listen to a book. Good thing is, like, if you decide not to keep the membership after your 2 weeks, you still get to keep the books. So it's a win-win. You know, just do it. Do it. Do it. Go by and check out Adam over at Retro Reprise. While you're at Nerdy Legion, check out all the other podcasts there, man. You're going to dig it. I swear. But I think that's going to do it. With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Steven.
Michael is fired, but he'll be back next week, hopefully.
The tongue will return.
The tongue lashes back.
Oh, there you go. That's what it's
going to
be.
2BT signing out.
I don't say goodbye. I say may the force be with you.
Awesome. Later, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'll just rub it all over my lips.
Use your mind. You don't use your body. Where did we go with this?
I don't know. But... Exactly. That's 2BT style as we go off the rails all the blasting time.
I don't know if I should say that.
Nope. Online. Nope. Yeah, you know.
It's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right. Like, these views are not shared by the team.
Good Lord. What? What made me this way? It is hot. It is hot. So hot. Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God. Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
Hey, I mean, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. That's man, whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
Dude, I like.
Too well.
I don't know my words. I just like looking at the funny
ones. Right. You know your words. I don't know mine. You
need to get that whole alphabet thing confused. Right. No,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but it's not. Oh my God. Gotta play to win, man.
I want to make love to you, woman. I want to lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
Yeah. Water rum.
Cigarette rum. I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp.
Burp, burp. Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm like the...
Yeah. It's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises.
There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
And you're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Yeah, dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Yeah.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. Now, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
By the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a tough show what tough is.
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Well, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba of the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, and Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know, R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy.
Go.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans is a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old
because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.